Well, I wasn't sure what to share tonight. So I was asking the Lord, and of course he didn't really give me a definite answer. However, he has been dealing with me on a few issues, and one of the things that I've been questioning is the word joy. And I may have this little thing in my house and it's got the word joy on it, and you know, I look at it and I say, you know, Lord, I really don't get it, because what I feel a lot of times is not necessarily what I consider joy. So one of the things he did say to me is that joy is really not a feeling. It's not a feeling, not the kind of joy that the Bible speaks about. The joy that the Bible speaks about is really his presence within us. And he gave me a few things as I was sitting here tonight, and this will confirm what one of my sisters shared with me, a vision of what she saw. And this is part of what he was saying. In the Word, it does say that we are going to have trials and tribulations. In James 1, oh, by the way, I did do a little research, I think as a lot of us do, excuse me, when we're going to share. And I found that there's about 200 different scriptures regarding joy. So that kind of tells you a little something there. Now, I didn't go through all 200, and there's probably was more than 200, but one of the ones, James 1:2, says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kind." So we are going to have those trials, and it's how we deal with them that the Lord looks for, and is how we are going to face our lives with other people and for other people. We can kind of, the word I used or the word that he gave me was succumb to them. We can just fall right into them, and it can bring our lives down, which Bob can probably attest is what happens to me a lot of the time. I find myself as kind of a serious person anyway.
No.
And,
really?
Yes. So, you know, to actually be that kind of person that you see, you know, that's all bubbly and smiles and, you know, always seems to have a good time, that's not necessarily how I am on the outside. But on the inside, there is joy because I have him within me. This is a revelation that I've had to realize. Because I thought that in order to have joy in my life, I had to be that bubbly person that, you know, is smiling and laughing and joking and doing all that kind of stuff. And there's a woman that I work with who is really that kind of person. And I know a little bit about her, and I know that that's how she is on the outside, but it's not necessarily how she is on the inside.
Okay. This lady
I was just about to tell you that, because it's called a clown's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, not all people.
Being a persona that it's not.
Yeah.
90% of the people that you see and jumping around, they're basically putting out a persona.
Yes.
So that they don't seem vulnerable, or that people cannot see. But mostly those people are in more pain, more struggles. If you're calm, sorrow, and you feel at peace, that's the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you can, even though you see the struggle, even though you see the fight, even though you see the problem, but you have this inner peace that you're like, okay.
Haven't quite reached that point yet.
Oh, you've come a long way.
Have not reached it. But yes.
I've
come a long way, not quite reached that total peace in the trial.
I don't think too many people
have. Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know if too many have.
This woman happened to share that we were having some training done, and during that training, I mean, it was stressful. It you know, you're training on a computer program, and it really was very stressful. And that's when I get all serious, you know, because I have to do it right, can't make any mistakes, you know, it just got to be right. So there wasn't a whole lot of joy going on during that time for me. And one of the trainers said to this other woman, well, you're just having a good time and so on and so on. And she said, well, that's just the way I am, la-di-da. And so I said, well, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
You go.
And it was like, okay, kind of like dropping a bomb. But anyway, it's that inside joy. And like I say, this is a revelation that he has been giving me actually in the last couple of days. Okay, I've got here. What is the joy of the Lord? It is His presence within us. It is the Holy Spirit who is our comforter and counselor. As with most things of the Lord, joy is not something tangible. It comes from within. So it's not something that you actually can touch or feel or whatever it is. It's inside of us. I think
it's a lot like enthusiasm. Enthusiasm does not have to be noise.
Mm-hmm.
It can be quiet, intense, and joy similar to that.
Mm-hmm. I think if we change our thinking, I think sometimes if you know that they call it stinking thinking, if we're in the midst of something and we're focused on the negative all the time, our thoughts are going to be in the negative, so we're not going to be in the presence of the Lord, and He's not going to be the one that's shining through. So if we can change our thinking and look more to the positive and not to the negative, which is probably kind of obvious, but it's not always not obvious to me. We were rejoicing about Bob on Sunday because the Lord is just doing an awesome work. And he was able to come down the stairs and go up the stairs and without any pain. And you see, my mind immediately was going to, well, all this is going to, now he's just going to be sleeping for the rest of the day. And this is what's going through my head, the negative instead of the positive. So at this, you know. Yes.
Peggy, but you know, even when you said you're the serious nature, and I am too, and people will say lighten up or whatever in a certain spot, because some of the places are just hard places to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we make them laugh in our seriousness, because in the seriousness, we're like saying it like it is, like I'm thinking, well, now he's going to sleep all afternoon because he wore himself out. Blah, blah, blah. But others can really see they can relate to that, and they the joy, the humor. There's a humor in mm-hmm. us being the way we are.
Well,
that helps them.
There's a humor now.
It's not a humor, I'm not saying humor like ridiculously funny. I'm saying a humor that you're being so real and you are really connecting with people mm-hmm. on that serious level. They can relate, and yet the way you as yourself, as Peggy, is expressing it is humorous.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I don't know if you can catch what I'm saying. I don't know if anybody knows what I'm saying.
Yes,
but there's just and it helps because mm-hmm. at the moment it's like in the serious state, you know, someone is laughing. It's like, what are you laughing about? I mean, I'm really serious about them, and it's like just the smile from them. It's like mm-hmm.
right.
Lighten up. It's not that.
Yeah, it releases, yes. It releases the tension.
You're full of stuff tonight.
Do you think,
I love it.
Do you think that you are a humorous person?
No.
We disagree with that, probably. And one of the things that in my life that's a joy is love to hear her laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's got a very mm-hmm. distinctive. And a lot of times she's on the phone with her, you know, her yell, and here comes the laughter. I just love it.
But out of that, I shared something with one of the sisters here at church on Sunday, and she said to me, the thing to do is to celebrate what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. Now.
You know, the now. Celebrate the now. Celebrate the fact that it happened. And, you know, the rest of the day will just take care of itself. And the good news is that it did.
Yes, it did. Because we saw each other at Randall's.
Well, yes. And we also, went out to Applebee's for a very nice lunch. Then we stopped at Randall's and got some cider donuts, which was a treat. They were right hot off the...
And then we went home and I fell asleep.
But you know what? I think it was only for a half an hour, and then you were up again. So, you know, it's the Lord is doing this marvelous, marvelous work.
Now, Peggy, I just want to tell you that the acronym the Lord gave me years and years and years ago for joy is Jesus, others, yourself.
Jesus, others, yourself.
And I just think if you think that,
mm-hmm. yeah.
For me, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly what it is.
Yeah. You're right. I like that. I probably have it written somewhere.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you're one of the first ones I can answer.
I'm sure you are.
In football, pro football, they have a penalty for premature celebration. So if a guy gets a touchdown, he's just jumping up and down, high-fiving his friends, and then the umpire can fine him 5 yards for the premature celebration. Probably we need to do more
really?
Of that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to do more of that.
Premature
instead
celebrations?
Of waiting
yeah.
until the end of the day mm-hmm. or the end of the month.
Well, that's in the Bible.
We should
celebrate
in the now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And don't want to
celebrate the moment.
Yeah. Yesterday's done, tomorrow will take care of itself.
So. You picked a wonderful subject, Peggy.
Okay, so what we're doing by limiting our thinking or thinking in the negative, what we're doing is we're getting in God's way, but what He wants to do for us and through us. We should be able to find joy in everything. Celebrate the small victories. If we can see Him in the small things, how much more will it be in the bigger, obvious ones? The key is finding the Lord in all things. And this lastly, what I got was, could we picture God up in heaven, looking down on us and seeing all the messes that we're getting into, do we picture him sitting up there with a glum face? You know, like, oh, here they go again. What are they doing? I got to fix this mess. Like just what Mary Jo was sharing, it fits in very well. No, he's not. He's up there. He's celebrating. He's celebrating. For him, it's a victory because now we can learn something through all of these messes.
Amen.
So thank you, Lord, for this evening. Thank you, Lord, for what he's doing in all of us. We should all celebrate every day, just putting our feet on the floor.
Amen.
It's a celebration.
So the circumstances don't cause our joy.
No.
Our joy is in the dreary, terrible days that we're going through.
Yes, it can be. That's right, because
depend on the sun.
Yeah, he is inside.
That's preachable right there. So you depend on the sun.
Come on, come on. You could preach that right there.
It's him within us. You know, we need to see the better picture, and not the. That's right. Yeah. Well, we can allow that too. You know. The bow and arrow. Amen.
Can I say something regarding that later? One of my grandmother's friends, she celebrated her 103rd birthday this weekend.
Wow. God bless her.
Her husband was an alcoholic. Her son was an alcoholic. And a lot of things happened, I mean, but this lady never seemed to allow the circumstances of life to get the best of her. She was always in good spirits, even through it all. And a lot of people would say, how you do it? And she just said, you know, hey, things happen. It's part of life. Let's see what we can do today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And she's 103. She lived long enough to see her son quit drinking.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But if she would allow all the turmoil around her to basically, like she just said, allow the devil to steal your joy, then it's gonna eat you up, and you won't you won't be around to see the victory.
That's right. I don't know if anybody wants to take down any of these scriptures. James 1, 2. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. And it goes on. Galatians 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. John 16:24. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. James, this is the rest of James 1. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. 1 Thessalonians 2:20, for you are our glory and joy. And like I said, there are 200, so.
Feel free.
Anybody else like to share any? Then may the Lord bless and keep you for the rest of this evening, and have a wonderful and glorious rest of your week.
Amen.